It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
A judge has dismissed all but one count in a civil lawsuit by Michael Jackson's mother against concert giant AEG Live. Judge Yvette Palaluso's ruling means that Catherine will have a trial on her claim that AEG neglectedly hired and supervised Conrad Murray. The ruling dismisses claims that AEG could be held liable for Murray's conduct and breached his duty to properly care for Michael. A trial is scheduled to begin April 2nd. More than 7 months after the tragic death of Usher's former stepson, Kyle Glover, an arrest has been made. Jeffrey Herbert, the man who allegedly ran over Tamika Foster's son on a jet ski in Georgia, was arrested after being indicted by a Hall grand jury on charges of homicide by vessel, serious injury by vessel, reckless operation, unlawful operation, and boat traffic violation. Beyonce has been honored with a street named after her in Bermuda. Beyonce Boulevard is located on the wall of a newly paved footpath leading to Bermuda's National Stadium, where she performed in 2008. Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg have announced the launch of their new performance water, Aqua Hydrate. The pair will oversee business strategies. They've already inked deals with GNC, Safeway, and Kroger. Aqua Hydrate is a performance water without sugar and calories found in other sports drinks. Bobby Roger, a founding member of Motown's group The Miracle and songwriter collaborator with Smokey Robinson, died Sunday at his home in Detroit. He was 73. Roger formed the group in 1956. And hits included Shop Around, You've Really Got a Hold on Me, The Track of My Tears, and I Second That Emotion. Serena Williams learned a lesson in golf etiquette when she got caught trying to take a picture of Tiger Woods at the Honda Classic in Florida. She attempted to snap a photo of Woods, but was rejected by an official. Meanwhile, she took her disapproval to Twitter and talked about the incident. A federal tax lien was filed against Terrell Owens, claiming that he still owes money for the years 2005, 7, and 9. In all, he owes over $438,000, adding more to his financial troubles. Rapper Gucci Mane has announced a name change. He took to Twitter this morning to make the announcement. July 2nd, I'm officially changing my rap name to Guap and retiring the great Gucci Mane. Thanks, fans, for 8 years as Gucci. Now it's Guap's turn, he wrote.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.